在安息日聚会之前，我们继续来查考《使徒行传》。
Before we begin our Sabbath service, let's continue to study the Book of Acts.
我们昨天一直查考到第八章。
Yesterday we studied up to Acts chapter 8.
第八章记载腓力往撒玛利亚传道。
Chapter 8 records the incident of Philip going to Samaria.
结果有一些人信主。
Some people in Samaria believed.
四节开始，耶路撒冷差遣教会差遣彼得、约翰往他们那里去。
Beginning with verse 14, Jerusalem sent Peter and John to Samaria.
腓力是去开拓的，后面就有人跟进去牧养栽培。
Philip went forward to evangelize, and immediately following that, someone went to follow up.
So we know
that the work of the church is one that supplements each other.
有恩赐开拓，有的有恩赐牧养。
Some are gifted in evangelism, while others pastoring.
那两个配合起来，圣工就能够继续的发展。
When you can combine the two kind of forces, then the holy work can be expanded.
那在这个旷野的路上，他们遇到安提阿伯的太监。
On the way to the wilderness, Philip met the eunuch from Antioch.
以后安提阿伯的太监成为以索比亚的第一个种子。
From Ethiopia, and he became the first seed of the gospel in Ethiopia.
为神特别感动腓力到旷野去传福音给他。
God especially touched Philip to go and preach to the eunuch.
在使徒行传里面，工人的传福音有很清楚神的带领。
In the book of Acts, we can see that the Holy Spirit clearly guides the workers of God.
所以他们的工作可以看到非常的活泼，不是很机械式。
So their work are not just formality or mechanic, but rather it is very lively.
因为圣灵好像风吹到哪里，神的工作在那里兴起。
Because wherever the Holy Spirit blows, that's where the work begins.
神的工人就往那个方向去。
And the worker of God will follow the guidance.
所以我们今天在教会里面，圣工常常发展不是我们跟我们计划常常不是完全一样。
Today we see that the church does not grow necessarily the way we have planned.
因为神的工作常常我们没有办法完全预料的做。
The reason is because we cannot always predict the work of God.
那第九章开始记载保罗被拣选。
Beginning with chapter 9, it talks about how Paul was chosen by God.
保罗真的出来做圣工是在十三章。
Paul really began his ministry in chapter 13.
因为十二章彼得的工作一个段落。
Because we can see the work of Peter came to an end at chapter 12.
到十三章外邦的福音要开始传开。
Chapter 13 begins a ministry to the Gentiles.
神就用了保罗来做这个工作。
And God began to work with Paul to accomplish his task.
但是在第九章就看到神在拣选保罗。
But from chapter 9, we can already see the choosing of God to Paul.
就这样看起来，神为着要完成他的工作，神会自己会兴起工人。
From this, we can see that God will personally select His workers.
所以有时候我们忧虑，好像教会没有什么人。
Sometimes we may worry about how there's no workers in the church.
但是圣经里面常常告诉我们，神亲自会感动他的人。
But the Bible tells us that God often will move and touch His own workers.
使他的工作不会受到阻挡。
So that His works may not be interfered.
那保罗归主的过程当中，我们可以看到，这是完全都是神的工作。
We can see that this is always, it was completely due to the work of God that Paul was converted to Christ.
保罗问主两个问题。
Paul asked the Lord two questions.
第一个问题。
First question.
主啊，你是谁？
Lord, who are you?
第二个问题。
Second question.
我应该做什么？
What should I do?
这两个问题是我们每一个人应该要问的问题。
These are the two questions that we all have to ask.
我们信主之后，要常常问这两个问题。
After believing the Lord, we need to ask these two questions.
主啊，你是谁？
Lord, who are you?
你难道只是一个宗教的创始人吗？
Are you just a founder of a religion?
或者你只是世界上一个伟大的道德家吗？
Are you only a great philosopher in this world?
或者你只是一个人格很高尚的人呢？
Or are you just a noble man with great virtues?
如果我们对主的认识只停留在这个阶段，
If this is our understanding of the Lord,
那我们跟神的关系不会非常的亲密。
Then we will not have a very intimate relationship with God.
从我们在四福音里面所查考的，
According to our study in the four Gospels,
主降世为人的耶稣基督
the Lord Jesus Christ who came into the world in the form of flesh,
他就是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
他就是永在的父。
He is the Everlasting Father.
他就是和平的君。
He is the Prince of Peace.
他是奇妙的测试。
He is the Wonderful Counselor.
所以我们越去认识耶稣，我们越发现他里面有无穷的奥秘。
So the more we know about our Lord Jesus, the more mystery we will find in Him.
他就是又真又善又美的神。
He is a true, beautiful, and the always good God.
所以每一次我们越认识神，我们发现服侍神的动力就是神本身。
So the more we know about God, the more we'll be motivated to work for God.
是神本身在感动我们，在为他工作。
It is God Himself who motivates us to work for Him.
所以对神认识越清楚的人，越会想服侍神。
So those who know God more will like to serve God even more.
我们在世界上工作都有一些条件在啊，在给我们一些动力。
There are certain conditions or certain incentives for us to work in the world.
但是为神工作，那个基本的动力就是神本身。
But the one and only incentive for us to work for God is God Himself.
所以我们在教会里面，如果很认真服侍神，但是对神不认识，这个服侍没有办法持得很久。
Our service in the Lord may not be lasting in the church if we do not really know who God is.
第一个问题我们要问主啊，你是谁
？So the first question we have to ask is, God, who are you?
这个就是灵修问题。
This is due to our spiritual cultivation.
对神的认识，对神的亲近。
How much we know God? How close we are to God?
这是一个基础。
These are the foundation of our faith.
第二个问题就是主啊，你要我做什么
？The second question is, Lord, what do you want me to do for you?
既然称作主，就是表示他是主人。
Since we call him Lord, that means he's our master.
我们在服侍他，我们是仆人。
As we serve him, we are his servants.
所以主人跟这个仆人关系不能倒过来。
We cannot reverse the relationship between master and servant.
我们变主人，主耶稣变仆人。
We cannot be the master and the Lord our servants.
我们要怎么做就怎么做，我们要怎么讲就怎么讲。
We cannot do or speak at our own will.
这不是保罗服侍神的态度。
This was not the spirit of how Paul served God.
他称天上的神为主。
Rather, he called God in heaven his Lord.
所以他的服事非常的美。
And that is why his service was so beautiful.
因为真的主在带领他。
Because the Lord was guiding him every step.
那在保罗的一生里面，有两个很重要的人跟他有关系。
There are two important people that had a great impact in Paul's life.
一个就是亚拿尼亚。
The first person is Ananias.
因为保罗被带到大马士革以后，他看不见。
Because when Paul was on his way to Damascus, he became blind.
后来神感动亚拿尼亚去见他。
The Lord touched Ananias to come and see Paul.
那起初这个亚拿尼亚也有一点不敢去，因为保罗是一个逼迫耶稣的人。
In the beginning, Ananias was very hesitant to go see Paul because Paul was an antichrist.
但是神对亚拿尼亚说，他是我所拣选的器。
God said to Ananias, He is my chosen vessel.
所以亚拿尼亚去了。
So Ananias went ahead.
为保罗按手祷告，他的眼睛的鱼鳞掉下来，他就看见。
He laid hand on Paul. Paul's scale fell from his eyes, and he saw again.
那我们就想，为什么神所用这个保罗，竟然叫一个亚拿尼亚为他祷告，这个鱼鳞掉下来？
You may wonder why did God send Ananias to lay hand on Paul and so that he can receive sight.
这让我们学到很重要一个教训。
This actually gives us a great teaching.
在教会里面，有时候神会借着一个你所看不起的人来告诉你什么是神的旨意。
Sometimes in the church, God will work through a little one, someone you may despise, to come and tell you His will.
如果每一个人都说我只要直接从神领受
，If everyone wants to receive inspiration from God directly,
你讲的我不听。
I don't listen to what you say then.
这个教会就很难成为一个身体。
Then it will be difficult for this church to become one body.
所以有时候神要训练我们谦卑。
That is why sometimes God wants to train us to be humble.
教会里面的彼此顺服。
We need to submit to one another within the church.
我们讲了别人会听。
So that others will listen when we speak.
但是有时候一个很不显眼的，连一个小孩子讲的，哎，神感动他讲了。
And sometimes we need to listen to even a little child if God touches him.
所以一个这么神所这么共用的重要的工人，是亚拿尼亚帮他按手，他眼睛开了。
So even though Paul was to be such a powerful worker, Ananias was the person who healed him.
这个表示在神的国里面没有所谓大小的分别。
This shows us that there is no great or small in the kingdom of God.
每一个人只是一个神的器皿。
Every one of us is just a vessel of God.
所以我们没有办法去看清任何一个人。
That is why we must not despise on anybody.
那虽然保罗非常的强硬凶悍。
Now even though Paul was a very cruel, a strong man,
但是神有办法让他顺服。
But God was able to submit him.
光一照，他就倒下去了。
As soon as his light shone on him, he fell down.
所以在世界上，我没有办法说，我哪一个人没有办法信主，他心太硬。So
from this, we learn that there's no one whose heart is too hard to be converted.
有时候我们带领我们家人信主。
And sometimes when we try to bring our family members to the Lord,
我家的某一个人，我根本没有希望。
Some people might say, "Oh, I think that family member is helpless."
在神的应许下，没有一个人没有希望。
Under the promise of God, no one is hopeless.
如果神动工,
if God is willing to work,
连保罗也会信主,
even Paul will come and believe.
所以神无所不能,
God is almighty.
因此我们在带领一个人信主，不是看这个人个性有多强。
So we must not judge anybody based on this character.
如果这样，我们很早就下结论，他没有用。
If that's the case, we would have judged them and make a decision long ago.
所以你看，后来保罗到耶路撒冷去啊，没有一个门徒要见他。
You remember how when Paul went back to Jerusalem, none of the apostles would even care to talk to him.
大家都不敢相信，这个大概不是真的。
No one believed that this harsh man would believe in the Lord.
你去见他，他反而把你抓起来。
If you go see him, he'd probably arrest you.
因为不信，保罗是真的信耶稣。
They never really believed that Paul would convert to Christ.
保罗真的是信了。
But Paul was truly converted.
那是神的大。
It was because the great love of God.
如果神动工,
so if God's willing to work,
一个很刚硬的也会信主。
Even a harsh man will come and believe.
所以我们要带领一个人信主, 最重要是要祷告, 求神跟我们同工。
So when we want to bring someone to the Lord, the most important thing is to ask God to work with us.
我们就可以看到一个人像保罗也会归主。
And we will see a stubborn man like Paul will also convert.
这是第一个就是亚拿尼亚。
This is the first person, Ananias.
跟保罗一生有很大的关系。
He had a great impact in Paul's life.
所以有时候我们在这个生活当中，有时候我们看到一些人，或者一些青年，好像浪子一样。
As we look around, we may see some of the youth are just like prodigal sons.
其实我们很需要像亚拿尼亚这种。
What we need is somebody like Ananias.
去靠近他, 然后去带领他。
Someone who's willing to reach out to them to guide them back home. Perhaps that person, that prodigal son, may become an important worker of God.
如果事先就把他断定了, 啊,
but if we make a prejudgment on them already and think that they're hopeless, perhaps we would have lost a very important worker.
后来保罗耶路撒冷,
later, Paul came to Jerusalem.
27节,
let's read chapter 9, verse 27.
说唯有巴拿巴接待他。
Barnabas was the only person who received Paul.
使徒行传的9章27节。
Acts chapter 9 verse 27.
先看26节。
Let's begin with verse 26.
扫罗到了耶路撒冷，想要与门徒结交，他们却怕他，不信他是门徒，不信，大家不信他已经信了耶稣。
All were afraid of him and did not believe that he was a disciple.
那只有巴拿巴接待他。
But Barnabas took him and brought him in.
那领他去见使徒。
He brought him to see the apostles.
让他见证他怎么样归主。
And then he also declared to them how he saw the Lord and believed.
那后来, 保罗在耶路撒冷住了一段时间。
After that, Paul dwelt in Jerusalem for a period of time.
那以后, 这个保罗就回到大数据了。
And after that, he went back to his hometown, Tarsus.
所以三十节啊, 他就
回到他的故乡大数据。Recorded in verse 30.
那后来保罗再一次啊, 神感动巴拿巴从他故乡再把他找出来。
Later, once again, Paul touched Barnabas to bring Paul out of his hometown.
那已经过了好几年的时间。And
that was after several years.
在加拉太书里面曾经提到保罗曾经在亚拉伯旷野三年。
In the book of Galatians, Paul talked about how he was in the wilderness of Arabs for 3 years.
所以保罗从信主一直到神用他，这中间有一段时间。
So there is a duration between Paul's belief and his work for the Lord.
那这段时间就是神把他 的道不断的启示保罗。
And this was a period of time when Paul, when God inspired Paul with His truth.
所以保罗写很多的书信呢，就是神亲自启示他。
Paul has written many epistles because God has personally inspired him.
在那一段隐藏的时间里面，他对神的认识越来越深。
In that time when he communicated with God, he came to know God personally.
是奠定了他以后服侍神的一个基础。
He laid down the foundation of his belief for the Lord for the future.
因此我们有很多的青年啊，对神的工作都有这种感动，想要去参与。
There are some of us who has a movement to participate in the work of God.
因此很多人就想，为什么现在教会就不派我很多工作做
？And some might wonder why is that the church does not arrange me to do any holy work.
其实神给我们很重要的圣工之前，我们需要有一段隐藏的时间。
But the fact of the matter is, before God can trust you with any important work, you need a duration of time of learning.
那这段隐藏的时间，是我们人人常常在亲近神、常常在自我反省一段时间。
This is a period of time where you can hire yourself to come closer to God and to repent to God.
使自己的这个灵性能够不断的长大。
So that you can spiritually become mature.
要等到一个人装备完成。
When a person is ready and completely equipped,
神真的要用这个。
When God is ready to use this person,
神就会感动人去把他找出来。
Then God will touch somebody to bring him out.
好像神感动当时的巴拿巴，就打了保罗把那大树找出来。
Much like how God touched Barnabas to bring Paul out of Tarsus.
当时以利亚先知的工作到一个阶段。
We know about the story of Elijah when his work came to an end.
神要叫他拣选一个人来继续他。
God wanted him to select for himself a successor.
那神就感动他到以利沙的家。
So God touched him to go to the house of Elijah.
然后他把衣服一披，以利沙就出来。
As soon as he put his garment on Elijah, Elijah came out.
所以整个《使徒行传》里面，我们可以看到是神在用人，不是人在用。
So from the book of Acts, we can see that it is God who uses people, not man who uses people.
这是整个教会里面跟社会不同的地方。
This is something very different about our church compared to the other organizations in the world.
所以在十八章，我们看保罗到耶路撒冷，他没有马上做工，他又回到故乡去。
So from chapter 8, we can see that after Paul was chosen, he did not begin his work immediately, but rather he went home.
所以，那我们再看下面啊。第九章。
Let's continue with chapter 9.
啊，第九章记载一个女圣徒，名叫做多加。
Chapter 9 talks about a female saint. Her name was Dorcas.
她是名字叫做莲雅。
Her name was Tabitha.
啊，圣经说她广行善事，多施周济。
The Bible says that she was full of good works and charitable deeds.
患病而死，有人把她停在楼上。
She was so sick that she died, and people laid her on the upper room.
但是这个多加死有一个很不同的地方。
But there's something different about this person's death.
就是好多人为她哭。
That is so many people came and cried over her death.
39节。
Verse 39.
彼得就起身和她同去，到了便有人领她上楼，众寡妇都在站在彼得的旁边哭。为什么这么多人哭？
Why is it that so many people cry and weep over Dorcas?
因为他们觉得多加离世啊，是一个很大的损失。
Because they consider the death of Dorcas as a great loss to them.
为什么会有这个感觉？
Why did they feel that way?
我们仔细看，原来他们从多加得到很多的爱。
If you look carefully, you can see that they have received so much love from Dorcas.
所以他们拿着多加所做的里衣外衣给彼得看。
So they show the tunic and the garments which Dorcas has made to Peter.
所以这仗一是让我们想起来啊，到底什么样的人是一个有价值的。
This reminds us to think, what is a really valuable person?
一个有价值的人应该是神所纪念的。
A true valuable person should be someone that is remembered by God.
神所纪念的人应该是属神的人所纪念的。
One who is remembered by God is one who belongs to God.
所以在使徒教会里面，这多加离世，大家非常惋惜。
So we can see that people were very sad when Dorcas passed away.
那前面有记载，当时斯蒂凡被石头打死。
Earlier, we had studied about how Stephen was stoned to death.
大家也为他忧伤。
Everyone also weep over him.
因为他确实做了很美好的工作。
Because truly, he has accomplished beautiful work.
所以有一天我们离世。
If one day we were to pass away,
有没有人掉眼泪？
You think anybody would cry over you?
那大概就是一个指标，我们在世界上活得是不是很成功。
The answer to that will probably indicate how successful you are in the world.
但是对我们来讲已经过去了。
But to us, it's all in the past.
有时候我们常常在参加人的丧礼。
As we go attend someone's funeral,
我们看这个人非常被怀念。
If we see that everyone will miss this person very much,
一定是这个人有什么美德，这个人有什么榜样。
Then there must be something good about this person in his lifetime.
但是一个人如果一生只为自己活。
If a person only lives for himself throughout his life,
在活着的时候，人就觉得说有他跟没有他对我来讲是。
Then people does not miss him even before he was dead.
所以这样的人死了，大家也觉得说这个也没有什么。
This kind of person was to pass away, people will not miss him at all.
主耶稣死了2000年。
Jesus has died for over 2,000 years now.
这么多人在怀念。
But yet so many people remember our Lord.
每一次圣餐里，这么多人流眼泪。
So many people cry every time we have Holy Communion.
因为他好像一粒麦子掉在地上。
Because he's just like a single grain of seed who falls on the ground.
完全死掉自己。
He completely sacrificed himself.
所以因为他死了，所以接受很多的旨意来。
Because he died, he was able to bear so many more grains.
我们今天里面有属灵的生命。
Today we have a spiritual life within us.
就是因为2000年前主耶稣好像麦子掉在地上死了。
It was simply because Jesus has died 2,000 years ago.
所以今天我们每一个人能够亲近神。
And that is why we're afforded the opportunity to come closer to God.
享受丰盛的恩典。
We can come enjoy His great blessings.
2000年历史的一个耶稣，历史上一个叫耶稣，他为我们死。
It was all because of this historical figure Jesus who died 2,000 years ago.
所以难怪我们想到主耶稣，我们都很感动。
This is why we're all very touched whenever we think about our Lord Jesus.
因为今天的我是他2000年前牺牲所造成。
Because the fact that I exist today is because He has created me 2,000 years ago.
你看人类历史有多少的哲学家
？Look at so many philosophers in the world today. In the history. When they pass away,
有哪一个人会真的很怀念
How many people really remember them?
或者很受感动
How many people's lives are changed by them?
像主耶稣一样
Look at Jesus.
他感动我们。
He touches us every day.
有哪一个人是这样吗？
Who else can touch us so much?
很少。
Not too many people.
所以一个人越像主耶稣。
So the more a person is like the Lord Jesus,
他的生活越像主耶稣。
The more a person's life is living like Jesus,
一个人会越被神怀念。
Then this person will be more remembered by God.
那也是会被人所纪念。
And he will also be remembered by men.
所以多加就是里面的一个。
Dorcas is one of such example.
那后来彼得去也就为他祷告。
So Peter went up and prayed for her.
就叫他从死里复活。
And he resurrected her from the dead.
真的，一个人爱多，怜悯也多。
Truly, the more a person loves, the more mercy she will receive.
多加的爱多，所以后来彼得祷告，神听了，他从死里又复活过来。
Dorcas was merciful, therefore she was shown mercy.
我们知道啊，当时这个啊拉撒路死。
We're all very familiar with the story of Lazarus.
那这个拉撒路的家庭啊，非常爱主。
Lazarus' family loved the Lord very much.
所以主耶稣到那个家庭，很同情他们。
So the Lord had great compassion when he came to that household.
主耶稣叫拉撒路从死里面复活。
Lord Jesus resurrected Lazarus from the dead.
所以这样看起来，一个越有爱心的人，越容易得到神的恩典。
So this tells us that the more loving, the more compassionate we are, the more we receive blessings from God.
越有爱心，我们的祷告越容易感动神。
The more loving we are, the more our prayer can touch God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
这是第九章。
Chapter 9.
我们再进入使徒行传的第十章。
Let's proceed over to chapter 10, book of Acts.
使徒行传第十章在圣工上有一个很重要的突破。
There's a big breakthrough in the holy work in chapter 10.
就是种族的突破。
And that is a breakthrough of racial differences.
使徒行传到第九章啊，差不多所有的基督徒都是犹太人。
Of ethnical differences. In chapter 9 and before that, it's all Jews.
从第二章3000人。
From chapter 2, 3,000 members.
那以后到5000人。
To 5,000.
到这个地方，到第九章应该不止5000人。
And by the time in chapter 9, I believe there will be more than 5,000.
因为福音已经传到该撒利亚。
Because the gospel has been preached to Caesarea.
传到很远的地方去。
It has been preached to a very far place.
但是所有的信主的人都现在犹太人。
But up to this point, all the believers are Jews.
一直到第十章才有一个突破。
But in chapter 10, we found a big breakthrough.
福音跨过种族的界限。
The gospel crossed the line of ethnicity.
那传给哥尼流。
The gospel is preached to Cornelius.
那使徒行传是真教会的一个蓝图。
The book of Acts is a blueprint of the true church.
今天我们仔细看真耶稣教会。
Today, let's take a look at the true Jesus Church.
我们从圣经了解真耶稣教会就是以弗所书里面讲的一个身体。
From the Bible, we believe that True Jesus Church is the one body described in the book of Ephesians.
也就是神所恢复的当初的使徒教会。
It is the revival of the true church in apostolic time.
我们常常会听了一个人这样问啊。
But we often hear this question.
为什么真耶稣教会都是中国人？
Why is it all Chinese in the True Jesus Church?
我们现在真耶稣教会除了中国大陆之外，在中国大陆以外大概有不到十万的信徒。
If we look around the world today, not counting mainland China, we have about 100,000 members in the True Jesus Church.
大部分都是中国人。
Of the 100,000 people, most of them were Chinese.
那这怎么解释？
How do you explain that?
那我们看回来到使徒行传。
But if we look at the book of Acts carefully,
我们就知道这是一种暂时的现象。
We can see that this is only a transition period.
到福音，主耶稣再来之前，福音一定会传开。
We believe that before Jesus' second coming, the gospel will be preached throughout the world.
现在五大洲都有我们教会。
Right now, there are churches throughout the five major continents.
神已经设下一个据点。
The Lord has already set up these focal points.
将来神要兴起他的工作的时候会很快。
In the future, if God is to work among us, the work will be spread very quickly.
好像我们现在在Internet 这个工作。
Take the work on the internet, for example.
将来要信耶稣会很快。
In the future, it will be very easy to believe in the Lord.
快到我们没有办法想象。
It will be so quick that it's beyond our expectation.
所以神的经纶有时候我们真的不能够完全了解。
Sometimes it is hard for us to understand God's master plan.
举个例子来说。
Let me give you an example.
我们在四月份在东部有一对白人来慕道。
In the month of April this year, there's a Caucasian couple who came to our East Coast Church.
他是看到 internet。
They found our church through the internet.
因为他在安息日会信主。
Because they are Seventh-day Adventists.
他觉得他的洗礼没有赦罪的功效。
They feel like their baptism was not effective.
所以他很想找一个真教会。
So they were looking for the true church.
他又进到这个 internet 去找。
So they went to the internet to do some research.
就是打那个真教会，不是真耶稣教会哈。
So they on some search engine they type in true church.
Of Jesus Christ.
True Church of Jesus Christ.
啊，结果一出来就是真耶稣教会。
And the result came back with the name of the True Jesus Church.
那他离开这个伊丽莎白大概一个小时有四十分钟。
They live about an hour and 40 minutes away from Elizabeth's Church.
所以他打电话到教会。
So they call the church.
好，那第一次就到。会堂来慕道。
And they came to our chapel for the first time to seek the truth.
我们每一个讲他都接受。
They were able to accept everything we say on the pulpit.
第二个礼拜又来。
They came again the second week.
那来了三个礼拜以后。
They came 3 weeks in a row.
他就要求要洗礼。
And they asked to be baptized.
所以当时这个教会就负责人觉得说，这个不知道可靠不可靠。
At that time, the board members were very suspicious.
因为我们通常传给白人的经验都是很难的。
Because based on our previous experience, we know that it's very difficult to convert a Caucasian.
但我发现好像一块好土地。
But we found that this is like a very good soil.
那后来就决定给他洗礼。
We decided to baptize him.
啊，洗礼的时候，那个弟兄，他看到大光。在水里面看到大光照耀。
At the time of baptism, the husband saw a great light shine on him.
他进到水里面看到一片都是红色。
When he entered into water, he saw redness throughout the ocean.
洗礼起来感觉满身轻松，全身很平安。
After his baptism, he felt very light in his body. He felt very joyful.
回到教会祷告得到圣灵。
When he came back to church, he immediately received the Holy Spirit.
全家都受洗。
His entire family believed and baptized.
我觉得我没有说很用力去做。
We knew that we didn't try very hard to convert them.
好像神一直在他的身上一直在做。
It seems like God personally was working on them.
所以这个信主变成不是很困难的一件事情。
So it seems like it wasn't very difficult to convert him.
所以将来这个 internet 一普及以后。
So in the future, if we really push our website out to the whole world.
可能会变成每一个家的电话一样，每一个家庭都有。
Maybe it would be like a telephone. Every household would have access to the internet.
好像每一个家庭一个电视一样，每个家庭都有。
It will function almost like a TV that is found in every single household.
那到了那个程度，我们要把福音传遍世界，并不是很困难的事情。
When that time comes, then it won't be difficult for us to preach the gospel throughout the world.
所以当时哥尼流这个事情是。道理传过，跨过种族界限。
So at that time, this incident about Cornelius is a breakthrough.
那我可以预见，将来我们真教会这个福音也会传到 不同的种族。
We can also expect a similar type of breakthrough when our gospel crossed the border of ethnicity.
但是这是一个很重大的突破。
But this was an important breakthrough.
所以我们看神怎么在工作。
Let's take a closer look at how God works.
神显现异象给彼得看。
God revealed a vision to Peter.
就是他祷告的时候啊，给他异象看这个不洁净的也可以宰来吃。
That while in his vision, he saw that it's okay to eat unclean things.
像三次看到异象。
He saw the same vision for three times.
已经有一个工作要他做了，就是不洁净的外邦人，神要拣选。
God was telling him that it is time to choose the Gentile who is considered unclean.
几千年来的传统啊，外邦人不能够传福音给他们。
It is after thousands of years of tradition that they are not to associate with the Gentiles.
彼得要突破这个传统，他必须要很清楚有神的指示。
So before Peter can have this breakthrough in his heart, he needed a clear guidance from God.
三次看到这个异象。
For three times he saw the same vision.
那相同的哥尼流也是一样。
Same thing happened to Cornelius.
哥尼流这一个人，我们看仔细看，他还没有信耶稣以前。
If we take a closer look at Cornelius' life before he believed,
他相信有神。
He already believed that God existed.
这是不认识耶稣。
Only thing is he did not know who Jesus was.
他也很敬畏神。
He also feared God.
所以还没有信耶稣以前，他圣经就说他是很虔诚的。
So even before he believed in Lord Jesus, the Bible already said that he was a devout man.
而且他很认真祷告。
In fact, he prayed earnestly.
而且他很有爱心，常常救济人。
He was a compassionate person who gives alms to the poor.
甚至神都纪念他的祷告跟救济。
God even remembered his alms and his prayer.
而且他也有一些宗教体验。
In fact, he also has some religious experiences.
就是看到天使跟他讲话。
He has seen the angel talking to him.
宗教的体验。
This was his religious experience.
所以现在这个世界这种人很多。
There are many people just like Cornelius in the world.
相信有神。
They believe that God exists.
只是不晓得神就是耶稣。
But yet they do not understand that God is Jesus.
也因为相信有神，所以他变得很有爱心，行为很谨慎。
And because they are God believers, they are very careful about their words and actions, and they are very compassionate.
好像哥尼流一样，很敬畏神。
Just like Cornelius, who feared God.
但是问题就是，是不是这样就是一个人得救的绝对把握
？But the question is, does this ensure their salvation?
我敬拜神，我行为很好。
I fear God. I have good deeds.
所以我就可以上天。
Therefore, I can go to heaven.
我们现在从十一章回头过来看。
Let's look at chapter 11.
使徒行传的十一章。
Acts chapter 11.
在十一章是彼得在告诉当时耶路撒冷这些门徒就是为什么他突破传统给哥尼流洗礼。
Chapter 11 is when Peter reiterates his experience of how God inspired him and how he preached to Gentiles.
请看十三节。
Let's read chapter 11, verse 13.
那人就告诉我们他如何看见一位天使站在屋里说：“你打发人往约帕去，请那称呼彼得的西门来。”十四节。
14.
他有话告诉你，叫你跟你的全家可以得救。这里彼得在提到说，天使告诉哥尼流一件事情。
Here, Peter told the multitude that angel had shown himself.
说你要去约帕请彼得来。
Angel told Cornelius to send men to Joppa and call for Simon Peter.
他有话告诉你。
He will tell you words.
叫你跟你的全家可以得救。
By which you and all your household will be saved.
所以彼得到哥尼流的家所讲的那一段话非常重要。
So the word that Peter has spoken in the house of Cornelius was very important.
这是哥尼流跟他的全家得救的关键。
These were the words by which Cornelius and his family were saved.
虽然哥尼流很敬畏神。
Even though Cornelius was one who feared God.
行为很好。
Even though he has good deeds.
宗教上也有体验。
Even though he has religious experiences.
但是他能不能得救跟彼得在他讲的在大家讲的那一段话有关系。
But his salvation was depending on Peter's words.
所以彼得到他家这是非常重要的。
So it is very important, very crucial for Peter to come to his house and preach to him.
那到底彼得到哥尼流家讲什么？
So exactly what did Peter say to Cornelius?
这就是我们回到第十章的三十四节。
And this is something we need to go back to. Chapter 10, verse 34.
从第十章的三十四节，彼得一直讲到四十三节。
Chapter 10, verse 34 to 43.
圣经里面把彼得讲到的内容把它重点把它写出来。
This is a discourse of Peter, and the Bible has summarized his words.
那这个整段内容，我们归结到一句话，就是在介绍耶稣。
If we were to summarize this whole paragraph in one sentence, we know that Peter was talking about Jesus.
除他以外,
Apart from Jesus, there's no other salvation.
天下人间没有四下别的名,
there's no other name under earth that was given to men by which we may be saved.
教主有很多,
there are many founders.
但是救主只有一个,
but there's only one Savior. And he is Jesus Christ.
所以天下敬拜神的虔诚人,
so for all those who fear God and devote themselves to God,
都需要借着主耶稣才可以得救,
they can only be saved if they come through Jesus.
那我们仔细看为什么只有主耶稣才能够救的?
Why is it Jesus is the only one who can save?
我们看36节。
Let's read verse 36, chapter 10.
说原来借着耶稣基督他是万有的主传和平的福音。这里称主耶稣是万有的主。
Here it says that the Lord Jesus is the Lord of all.
虽然他是历史上的一个人,
even though he is a historical figure,
他是世界上所有一切的主。
But he is the Lord of all things in life.
主就是主宰。
Lord means a master.
世界上一切都在他的控制之下。
He is the master of the universe.
包括我们人,
including men.
包括宇宙的万象,
including all things in the universe.
都在他的全能的命运托住的。
Everything is suspended by his great power.
都在他的掌管之下。
Everything is under his control.
所以虽然他是一个人,
so even though he was a historical human being,
他是一个神。
But he is also God.
所以他才有资格做我们的救主。
And that is why he's qualified to be our Lord and Savior.
第二个, 他传和平的福音。
Secondly, he preached a peace.
也就是他传和, 他是和平的君。
In other words, he's a prince of peace.
也就是只有他才能够成就人跟神的和平。
In other words, only he himself can reconcile a relationship with God.
因为人跟神要和睦，一个最重要的关键就是罪要得到解决。
Because before we can reconcile ourselves with God, we need to first resolve the problem of sin.
只有他有资格为我们的罪而死。
Only Jesus is qualified to die for our sin.
因为他没有罪。
Because he's sinless.
也只有他已经为我们罪而死。
And only Jesus is the only one who has died for our sin.
所以有很多的教主,
there are many founders in different religions. But there is only one Savior who can complete the salvation of God. He is the Lord Jesus Christ.
42, verse 42.
Here Peter describes Jesus as the judge of the living and of the dead. Every one of us must come under the judgment of Lord Jesus one day. We will have to face his judgment at his second coming. So the purpose of Peter's preaching is for Cornelius to come and believe.
那44节到48节说彼得正在讲道圣灵就降下。
From verses 44 to 48 talks about how the Holy Spirit descended on him while Peter was still speaking.
这个正在讲道圣灵降下有两个很重要的意思。
There are two very important meanings in this passage.
第一个刚刚彼得讲的是真理。
First, what Peter has just preached is the truth.
因为真理跟圣灵是
Because the truth and the Holy Spirit are inseparable.
所以哪个地方有真理,
wherever truth is found, there we can also find the Holy Spirit.
反过来也是一样,
same thing on the other hand.
哪个地方有圣灵,
wherever the Holy Spirit abides, there we can find the truth.
所以他正在传讲主耶稣的道理,
so while Peter was preaching about the Lord Jesus, the Spirit of the Lord Jesus descended upon them.
第二个意思,
second meaning,
虽然他们是外邦,
even though they're Gentiles,
在旧约圣经是不洁净的,
even though they're considered unclean in the Old Testament,
现在圣灵降在他们身上,
but now the Holy Spirit descended on them,
就是表示神接纳了,
it shows that God has already accepted them.
所以这边很清楚的证明,
so here it tells us very clearly,
神接纳他,
God accepted these Gentiles.
所以彼得说, 他受圣灵与我们一样,
so the Peter later said that they have received the Holy Spirit the same way we did.
谁能够禁止用水给他们施洗呢?
Who could stop them from being baptized?
所以就给他们施洗。
So Peter baptized them.
所以这样看起来我们从44节到48节看到很虔诚的哥尼流, 他接受灵洗还有接受水洗。
So from verses 44 to 48 we can see that Cornelius, who feared God, was baptized in the Spirit and in the water.
虽然他有很虔诚的生活到最后还是需要
even though he already lived a devout life, he still needed these two baptisms.
那这个他的救恩已经告了一段落以后，彼得才离开。
After the salvation was come to a good ending point, Peter left him.
所以我们, 这节就查考到十一章。
This concludes our class.
我们今天晚上再继续。
We will continue this evening.